One of the greatest wonders of technology advances over the years has been the development and refinement of the flying camera, aka the drone. Now think about it. You take this little machine, you throw it in the air, and it not only flies around, but it captures amazing video from up there that you would never be able to get or see any other way. And once it's done, the drone comes right back to you, hopefully without crashing. Now, the latest new drone is well worth your attention. It's called the Mini 2 from DJI, which dominates drone sales. Now, the Mini 2 is really small, about the size of a smartphone. It's easy to tote around. It's affordable. It's $449, and it's pretty easy to operate. The Mini 2 is the sequel to last year's Mini, and the difference this year is that this baby shoots in higher resolution. Instead of 1080p, you can now go up to 4K. Additionally, DJI has a larger image sensor this time around. The footage, I think, looks pretty amazing, and you could see for yourself on my @JeffersonGraham YouTube channel. I didn't doctor the footage in any way. Please take a look and let me know what you think. So how does the drone work? You connect your smartphone to a video game-like controller that comes with the unit. You open up an app, and then you have your phone as your preview screen. You use the joysticks on the controller to navigate the drone for takeoff and flight. And if you get lost up there, click the return to home button. It works. Now, flying drones is very legal, but there are a lot of rules about where you can fly and where you can't fly. The FAA has specific rules about what's allowed and what's not. For instance, you can't fly over 400 feet, you can't have the drone go over people's heads or moving cars, and you can't take it into a crowded area like a sports stadium and fly it there. The FAA asks that you register your drone if it's over 0.55 pounds. The Mini is 0.54, so you don't have to register. But the rule is that you can use the drone for recreational use. If you're making money on the drone, say as a professional photographer, you'll need to apply for a permit. Questions about droning? I'm here to help. Look for me on Twitter where I'm @JeffersonGraham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online audio, and I'll be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.